With recreational marijuana now legal in Vermont, some people arrested for having marijuana are getting their crimes removed from their records. You might not know that marijuana misdemeanors are not the only crimes that people can get expunged. In fact, there are many eligible crimes. And some attorneys think the process should be easier, maybe even automatic. VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports.
I never thought that I would ever be able to do what I've always wanted to do for a career, which is nursing.
This is Carissa. Today, she's a med tech and pursuing her dream job of being a nurse.
I'm a caring person. I like to help people, and I like to talk to people and hear their stories.
But for more than a decade, that dream job seemed out of reach. When Carissa was 18, she came home from partying and her mom called the police on her. When the cops were bringing her in, Carissa, who was blacked out, kicked one of the officers. She got charged with simple assault on a police officer. Carissa was addicted to opiates, and after her simple assault charge, things got worse.
I would shoplift to support my addiction, and I was also homeless for a period of time, so I would shoplift to support, you know, my basic needs of food.
VPR is only using Carissa's first name because she's concerned that her past criminal record could hurt her chances to advance a career. For 3 years, Carissa kept having run-ins with the police, mostly for retail theft. But things changed when she was 21. She got on Suboxone and made it into a treatment program. Eventually, she went to community college and did really well, but her criminal record made it hard to get decent jobs or pursue a career. Carissa caught some breaks. A teacher at an LNA program gave her a chance and got her in touch with Vermont Legal Aid. The organization helped Carissa successfully petition to seal most of her record.
You just feel so much lighter knowing that you don't have to keep paying for something that you did when you were a dumb kid or at a bad place in your life.
This would have been difficult without Mairead O'Reilly, an attorney at Vermont Legal Aid who helped Carissa. O'Reilly says the end game is getting people more opportunities, like jobs.
When a person comes up positive and has a criminal record, regardless really of what it is, we see that people are being denied from basic opportunities.
She says a criminal record makes it hard for people to get out of poverty. Vermont law lets people expunge or seal their records under specific circumstances. Here are the basics. First, it has to be on a list of qualifying crimes. That's most misdemeanors and a few felonies. Next, a person has to wait a set amount of time, usually 5 years after completing the terms of their conviction. Then they file a petition with the court. There's a $90 fee to do that. Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George says it's not a difficult process, but it can be intimidating. She thinks a lot of people don't even realize they can get their convictions taken off their record.
That's something that's always frustrated me, is I don't think you should have to hire an attorney just to get something that you're legally entitled to because you don't understand the process.
So, George says in most cases, she'd like to see convictions removed by default when a person's eligible.
But other than those really extreme cases, I think it should automatically happen when you are legally entitled to it.
State's attorneys could still object to an expungement. And George isn't the only state's attorney in favor of the idea of automatic expungements. Windsor County State's Attorney David Cahill also supports the idea. But changes to the expungement law would have to come from the legislature. Dick Sears chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he does not support automatic expungements.
People actually care enough to get their records cleaned up and expunged, then they should take the initiative to go to a state's attorney or to a county office.
Still, Sears is in favor of making the process simpler, and the legislature has taken incremental steps in that direction. This year, the legislature passed a law that automates the sealing and expungement of records when there's no conviction. It also creates a study committee that'll look at expanding the list of crimes that can be expunged and the feasibility of automatic expungements. The group is supposed to present their findings in November. For now, though, most people still need to submit a petition. Carissa, who successfully sealed most of her record, is optimistic about the future. She got a promotion at work, and now that she's making more money, she and her boyfriend might buy a house. And she's planning to finally go to nursing school. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.